and I now call Adele Morris from Bermondsey and Old Southwark to move Amendment 2.
Good morning, Conference, and thank you for letting me make my maiden speech on this important issue. In the London Borough of Southwark, where I'm a councillor, we've always been proud to provide substantial quantities of social housing. However, the spiralling cost of private renting is putting huge pressure on that supply, with tens of thousands of families across London now being on the housing waiting list. We have a good supply of land for private developments, but there are increasing competing pressures on council-owned land. That's why our amendment asks for public, non-council land to be prioritised for social housing. I don't mean the new affordable housing, though, which was introduced following a reduction in grant from central government. Housing associations can now charge up to 80% of private or market rents for their properties. In the London Borough of Southwark, a private one-bedroom flat will cost you upwards of £250 a week. Council calculations show that if a housing association charges even 50% of that, you would need a minimum household income of around £30,000 to afford it. The average London wage is £25,000 a year, and many are on a minimum wage of £6.50 an hour, the same as the rest of the country. These new affordable rent properties are only available to those on the housing waiting list, so many who could afford them won't even be eligible. So some housing associations are setting their rents at the maximum housing benefit cap level, expecting residents to top up their income with the housing benefit. However, this unrestrained Tory government has no shame about removing support from our most vulnerable residents, as we have already seen, and housing benefit could be back on their list for further cuts. We need to protect our poorest and most vulnerable residents from being priced out of their own communities. Our amendment therefore calls for the housing grant to be restored and for local councils to have a greater control over housing association rent setting. Finally, in response to the media commentary about rich people living in council houses, this government has decided that if your household income is above £30,000 or £40,000 in London, you should pay market rent. We've already established that private rent in London is sky high, and calculations show that you need an income of £58,000 to afford the cheapest market rent. So it looks like the government didn't do their sums properly. So our amendment calls for the £40,000 to be reviewed to reflect the real income needed to afford a market rent property in London. The housing crisis is not just about numbers of properties, it's about affordability for everyone. It's about making sure that we are not dividing communities. It's making sure that the people who are on the lowest wages in London can afford to live near where they work. They're often the people who we need to be there to clean buildings so that office workers can use them. They need to be there early in the mornings. They need not to be having to commute in for an hour on the train from Kent, where actually it's probably not affordable either, but that's a different issue. Please vote for our amendment. Thank you.